الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be on Quran. That's Q-U-R-A-N, Quran. This is the last revelation sent to mankind. I talked a little bit about this before. I also remind you all that the book, the only book that required for this class is a copy of Quran. You can either go online and get one for free at yislam.org, or you can go to quran.com and follow along with me. It's free. And so those of you, or you go to the neighborhood place of worship, Muslim place of worship, a masjid, M-A-S-J-I-D, and maybe they will have some Qurans available to give out to people who are Muslim and also non-Muslims. And so if you want to have one for yourself, then no problem. That's not a problem for you to do so. And keep in mind that Quran was revealed in Arabic. And you have various translations, or rough translations of the Quran in various languages. It might be Spanish, Urdu, French, many different languages. It's been translated into Chinese. I've been translated into, but the thing is, because the original, the Quran itself, is in the Arabic language. And speaking of Quran, again, this is the topic of today. I'm just going to read some various verses to you, and you can follow along with me. I will not give the tafsir, because that would take a lot more time, and the tafsir, that is T-A-F-S-E-E-R, and that is basically an explanation of the various ayahs of Quran. Quran, it came down from Allah to Angel Jibril. Angel Jibril, he brought it to Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him for mankind. And the first time it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad was in the cave, and he was went to go to the cave often, kind of to meditate and get away from people. And there, he will just meditate, if you will. And one time Jibril visited him while he was in the cave, and he said, and he's startled by it, and he said to him, Ikra, he said, read. And the prophet said, I can't read. And so Jibril squeezed him a little bit and said, Ikra. And then he said, I can't read. Because the prophet was illiterate. He could not read. He could not write. None of these things could he do. And then he said again, Ikra. And so you had different translations. Some might say two times, some say three times or more, but that's not really germane or important to what we're talking about. It's just that he did it more than one time, and he told him to read, and he said, I can't read. And then he said, Ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And he said, read in the name of your Lord, and to the end of that particular chapter. but of course I won't get into that. And so I just want to read just a few verses from it, and you all follow along with me. And then later on, if I have the time, I will talk about some of the rewards of a person that reads Quran. And so right now you go to chapter 31, verse 27. Again, chapter 31, verse 27. And Allah basically made a challenge to mankind. When he said to mankind, he said, look, he said, and if all the trees on earth were pens, and the sea was the ink where you can write from, with seven seas behind it to add to its supply, still the words of Allah, kalam Allah, the words of Allah will not be exhausted. Verily, Allah is almighty. And so I want you all to keep this in mind. And this particular verse, it just highlights. All the trees, and next time you go to the woods, you see trees, look at all of them. If all the trees were pens, and that's in your area, my area, the world, doesn't matter. All the trees were pens, and all the seven seas, and they were the ink for those pens. You could not exhaust the words of Allah. No way will you be able to do anything like that. And then Allah says in a similar verse, emphasizing the similar thing, that's going to be in chapter 18, verse 109. Again, chapter 18, verse 109. And where he says to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said, say, O Prophet, if the ocean were ink for writing the words of my Lord, it would certainly run out before the words of my Lord were finished, even if we be filled it with its equal. So it doesn't really matter at all how it's done, all of the oceans, the seas, whatever, ink or the trees, as I said earlier, pens, would not be able to exhaust the words of Allah. And that's the challenge that Allah puts to mankind. Another challenge is that mankind could get together and write one chapter or one verse of whatever of Quran, and they would not be able to do anything similar to it. They just will not be able to do that. And we have some very learned people in the world. People get awards for their knowledge and various things, physics and whatever, and I'm in mathematics. I'm just picking those two subjects out. Even people with all this knowledge that they have, that they still will not be able to come together. All these intelligent people, born, not born, here now, they will not be able to come together and do one verse or one chapter or whatever of that likeness of Quran. They will not be able to do anything like that. And I challenge you, if you want to go and try to do that, then go right ahead and do that, and let the world know about your results, and see what happens. A matter of fact, if I remember this at the end of class, I'm going to put another challenge to you. So I want you all to keep in mind, one challenge he put to mankind is about using the trees as pens and the water, all the water as ink. You still not be able to write or exhaust the words of Allah. It's no way. And then I mentioned to you also in terms of to write a chapter or verse, whatever, similar to that in Quran, you will not be able to do that. See if you can meet that. See if you can meet that challenge. Put all the minds together and just spend all the time you want and just come with something similar to what Allah is saying in this book. Read the book for yourself. Will you be able to do so? You have all the people with this knowledge, of research knowledge, educational, scholarly people. I'm not knocking their scholarship at all. But I'm just putting the challenge out there. They want to read Quran, and they could think they could put together a chapter or a verse, something like that, similar to it. Let them go ahead and do that. So let me move on. Also, it is mentioned, and truly, the Quran is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds, which the trustworthy spirit, meaning Jibril, brought down. I mentioned to you earlier that Allah, from Allah to Jibril, to Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And I mentioned these things to you. And he brought it down upon your heart, meaning Muhammad, so that you may be among the warners. He brought it to you, Muhammad, and Jibril taught it to you, and so that you can warn the people. Allah sent many other books before the Quran to many other prophets and the messengers to the people, warning the people, look, you're a stray people, you're going astray people, you are a stray people. This is how you get back on the right path. And so this is the last prophet sent to mankind. Sent to mankind to get them back on Sirat al-Mustaqim. And so we read the first chapter in the Quran, Surah al-Fatiha, on the opening chapter, often recited verses, those seven verses. And so you can read that for yourself, and you see it talked about over and over that we don't want us to follow those who are misguided, those who go astray. So we want to follow those people. They are lost. They can't lead. The lost can't lead you to what is right. And so you don't follow them. And so you read the Quran and get the guidance from Quran. And they asked the Prophet Muhammad's wife, Aisha, and said, what was the characteristic of the Prophet? And she said to the person who asked the question, she said, basically, don't you read Quran? And then she basically said to him, he liked to warn Quran. That's what his character. That was the character of Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings be him, be upon him. That was akhlaq. That was his character, or how he was. And so I just wanted to remind everyone about his character and read more about the man. You find out more about the gentle and nice and kind character of this beautiful individual. And then he's a warner to mankind and the last messenger to mankind. Allah sent the Torah. He sent the Injil or the Bible to the people, Psalms to the people, to warn them, to guide them. But people still go astray or went astray. And so I'm giving you, Allah is giving you us our last chance to do what is right and to follow the guidance that are in the Quran. And so let's move on, my students. Also in chapter 42, verse 11. Again, chapter 42, verse 11. So I want you all to turn to it. We're also in this particular chapter, again, chapter 42, verse 11, where it says, He, meaning Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, Samawati wal Ard, the heavens and the earth, He has made for you spouses from among yourselves, and made mates for cattle as well, multiplying you both. There is nothing like him, which is Laysa Kamithlihi Shay. There's nothing similar to Allah. And he alone is the all-hearing, and also he is the one that is all-seeing. And so I just wanted to remind you all about this Quran, reminds about the originator, which is Allah. And he had created the heavens and the earth, and made spouses for us, the male and female spouses for us, even for the animals. He made male and female for all of us to multiply, a way for us to multiply ourselves. And so I want you all to keep in mind these things you find in Quran. You go in the Quran and you find, and you're talking about over 1400 years ago. These are things, it's like no in the Quran, the miracle and the beauty of the Quran. That you it talks about the whole thing pertaining to the birth, and how we're in our mother for a certain amount of time, and then the angel come and blow the ruh into us, or the soul into us at a certain time, a gestation and all. So I'm not gonna get into that. This is something that people learn later on, way after the Quran was presented to the people. But these miracles or what, all these things were already in the Quran. These scientific things were already in Quran. Allah simply talks about the boundary between salt water and fresh water. And you all can go on online, those of you who have access to the internet, you go online and see for yourself. And they don't mix together. The salt water and the fresh water, they do not mix together. You can see where they are divided from each other. One is kind of dark and one is lighter. And no matter what happens to them, they don't cross over the boundary set by Allah. And so I just want to remind you of these things, is that this is from Allah. Look at the stars in the sky. Look at the moon. Look at the sun. All these things are mentioned in the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala, He explained these things to talk about these things. The Qamar. I'm talking about, well, it does talk about that too. Okay. And so He talked about the moon. And He talked about Shams. Shams was just the sun. And he talked about these things, scientific things that people discovered years and years and years, and maybe centuries later, about these things. But they were mentioned and explained in the Quran. The beauty and the miracle of Quran. Quran did not copy what man is doing. Man copying what's in the Quran. They're doing what was already mentioned in Quran. This is what they are doing. But let me move on. Also in verse in chapter 39, verse 28, and it says, "It is a Quran revealed in Arabic, without any crookedness. So perhaps they will be conscious of Allah. They will get to know Allah. No crookedness in the Quran. You can read it for yourself." Meet the challenge for yourself. Don't be afraid. Or maybe you might be afraid you're going to learn something. I'm going to assume that you're not afraid to learn something new. So read it for yourself, and you will find no crookedness in the Quran. You can read it from cover to cover, and you will not be able to find any crookedness in the Quran. You'll find a lot of guidance in the Quran. You can find an explanation of how to get closer to Allah in the Quran. Various other things you find in the Quran, but no evil in the Quran and no crookedness will you find in the Quran. Also, Allah says to human beings, or to humanity, it's going to be in chapter 10, verse 57. Again, chapter 10, verse 57, and it says, "O humanity, indeed, there has come to you a warner from your Lord, a cure for what is in the hearts, a guidance and a mercy for the believers." So if you have this illness in your heart, this evil in your heart, read the Quran and it will cure. Or if you need guidance, read the Quran, it provides you guidance. You want to know about mercy? Then you read Quran. It provides you with the rahmah, min Allah Ta'ala, the mercy from Allah. Read it for yourself. Again, that was verse 10, chapter 10, verse 57. Again, chapter 10, verse 57. So let me move on to another verse. I'm just picking various verses in Quran with no particular organizing of it, just trying to make some points in terms of what is in this beautiful book. Read it for yourself. That's the only book I ask you to bring to class, and the text for this class is Quran. And it says, let me read it. It's going to be in chapter 39, verse 23. Chapter 39, verse 23. And it says, it is Allah who has sent down the best message, a book of perfect consistency and repeated lessons, which causes the skin and hearts of those who fear their Lord to tremble. And then their skin and hearts soften at the mention of the mercy of Allah. That is the guidance of Allah, through which He guides whoever He wills. But whoever Allah leads to stray, he will be left with no guidance or no guide. Again, chapter 39, verse 23, you get this message. You get an understanding of what's going on, where it causes the skin. Reading the Quran, a lesson from Quran, consistent, causes the skin and the hearts of those who fear Allah, or they fear Allah and they tremble. And also, you're talking about in terms of then the skin and the heart often soften at the mention of the mercy of Allah. Just read it for yourself. One of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, matter of fact, it is the third leader of the Muslims. He was going to kill the Prophet, and that was Umar, son of Khattab. Then a man said, you know, well, you're going to kill the Prophet for being a Muslim, then you need to look at your own family, because his sister and brother-in-law had became Muslim. Went to her house. He heard this resuscitation of Quran through the door. And then he got into the house, and man, he was teaching him. He went to the back and hide, because everyone was fearful of Umar. And then he said, oh, what are you doing? And then, she, you know, I was reading. And you know, let me see what you're reading. Said, no, you wash up first. He washed up. And then he read it. He read a few verses from Quran. And then he became Muslim. He went from going to kill the Prophet until he read a few verses from Quran. Allah softened his heart. And he became Muslim. And he became one of the greatest leaders. And just saying, this is just my humble opinion, one of the greatest leaders amongst the Muslims, or if it's among the greatest leaders, which is Prophet Muhammad, which is also Abu Bakr and Ali and Uthman. These are some of the great leaders of the Muslims. And he, Umar, was also one of the great leaders of the Muslims. And initially, his aim was to kill the Prophet. He did not like the Prophet. He was going to kill him. And he didn't do so because he read a few verses from Quran. You need comfort. You need understanding. Then you read Quran. You get the comfort your heart is looking for. And you just read the Quran, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Also, it was mentioned in another verse in the Quran. This is going to be in chapter 42. Verse 52. Again, chapter 42, verse 52. And so we sent to you, O Prophet, a revelation by our command. You did not know of this book in faith before, but we have made it a light by which you guide whoever you will of our servants. And you are truly leading all to the straight path. Surat al-Mustaqim. He did not know this book before. He now created his book. Meet with a bunch of people. Let's put something together to guide the people or misguide the people. He not, and Allah is saying here, you did not know anything about this book before. Allah made it a book, and then he made it a light for you, and that you would deliver it to the servants. And matter of fact, when the Prophet did the Hajj, which is the pilgrimage to Mecca at least once in our lifetime, and be able to do so. When he made that, and then he was on a large area, and then he basically said to the people, he said, you know, did I lead you right? Did I present Islam to you? And they said, yes. And I believe they said about three times. And he was saying, you know, did I do my job? And the people, thousands and thousands of people, they say, yes, you did your job. It was the opposite for Prophet Noah. And then Allah asked his people, did he do his job? And then they said, no, nobody came to us. 950 years, he came to his people, preaching to his people. And they lied and said, no, no one came to us and delivered a message to us. Although Allah already knew the answer, no one came to us and delivered a message. And then Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, on that day, you all will testify for this prophet. That Prophet Noah, he did deliver a message to the people. And that we know that the messengers and prophets of Allah, they did their job. No hesitation. No one got in their way. And they did their job. And then we as Muslims would testify, he is a prophet of Allah, messenger of Allah. He did his job. And we'll testify on his behalf, Allah, that man did what he was supposed to do, and he did his job. And so I want to just read a few more things to you all because we're coming to an end. And then it mentions is that whoever wishes to love Allah and his messenger, let him read the Quran. This is one of the things that the Prophet Muhammad said to the people, to Ibn Mas'ud. And he said, whoever wishes to love Allah and his messenger, let him read the Quran. And then another reward, if you will, of the Quran. And that is that the Quran will be brought on the day of judgment, and it will say, O my Lord, adorn him, the one who read and practiced it, the Quran, meaning the Quran. So he will be adorned with a crown of glory and honor. It would then say, O my Lord, increase this. So he will be clothed, meaning this individual, so he will be clothed with the clothing of glory and honor. Then it will say, O my Lord, if pleased with him, so he, Allah, will be pleased with him. It will be said, recite and rise, and every verse he recites will bless him with a good deed. And so this is the beauty of reading the Quran, where the Quran itself will say, Allah, adorn him. Adorn him with his crown, this of honor and glory. Clothe him and clothing that also highlights him with this glory and with this honor of this individual. And then also it said to the individual, recite or read like you used to read on earth. And every time a person read like what they memorize, what you used to read on earth, then it will rise them higher and higher and higher in the paradise and put on another level. Just getting in paradise, just getting in paradise, period, is a good thing. But a person who recites Quran, memorizes Quran, and then Allah will say, read like you used to read. And then a person reading this chapter goes up. Next chapter goes up. Next chapter goes up. These are just some of the rewards that an individual receives for reading the Quran. And so I want to mention one other thing to you all, and that is, it is said by Ismail, son of Ibn Malik, reported that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said, if the Quran is enclosed by skin of a person, memorizing the entire Quran, then Allah will never burn it in the fire. Meaning the person person reads Quran, memorizes Quran, and will not allow or not burn or burn that individual. It'll be a protection, a precious protection to that individual. And so for your homework, my beautiful students, is that I want you from now until we have our next class 1 week to read Quran. Be various verses in Quran. If you can read it from cover to cover, that's fine. Because it's not like it's impossible. Because what happens is that just read a little bit and sink in. Let it sink in what you're reading or what you read. Because mankind conquers, he went into the water and be able to dive down to the deepest level of the water or climb the highest mountain or take ships or whatever into the sky. Man meets a lot of challenges. So my challenge to you is that you read as much of the Quran as possible. And ask Allah to open up your heart to what you're reading. You don't want to read just to get to the end. You want to read Quran to get to understand what it is saying. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.